lawmakers receive. Dwight Kay supports term limits on career politicians and will continue to expose corruption in our state government. This year, Kay secured more money for our schools and supports a plan to make sure our schools are fully funded every year. Dwight Kay for state representative. He's working for us in the Metro East. Paid for by Citizens for Kay.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, I'm Frank.
I'm Kevin.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 till 5 p.m. as they broadcast from St. Louis Home Fires,
where we talk recipes, tips, techniques, and anything barbecue.
We keep an eye on the local scene with barbecue contest updates and product reviews.
Fired up as we talk to local legends and national barbecue icons every Sunday from 4 to 5 on the Big 550.
Let's all spell it together. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. We've been doing that for 15, 16 years. My name is Frank Opinion, and I am a huge fan. If you can be a fan of a body shop, okay, I guess you can, of Schaefer Auto Body, and you will be too. Not to the point where you're going to have an accident on purpose just to go to Schaefer. Nobody's going to do that. But it's good to know that if you are in an accident, minor damage, major damage, that you know you have a place you can go to that when they're finished with it, it's going to come back to you like it never happened, like that accident never happened. And that's what you want from a body shop. You want perfect body work. And perfect body work means it'll look like it never happened. It won't look like when you took it in, though, because you're probably going to hand it over to them or drive it over to them dirtier than you're going to get it back. That's one of the things that they do that impresses people so much. They won't return your vehicle to you dirty, even if you took it in that way. But what you really care about is the quality of the bodywork, and so does your insurance company, because except for the deductible, they're the ones picking up the tab. This is one impressive outfit, Schaefer Auto Body Centers, and there are 10 locations. You'll find the numbers, the locations, the addresses, everything you need. And I hope you will. Next time you need a body shop, you use Schaefer. Mark my words. Where'd that expression come from? Mark my words. I'm going to use it anyway. Mark my words. You will use them again. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. SchaeferAutoBody.com.
And now, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Holy cow, the shortest introduction in the history of the French.
Yeah, you're supposed
show.
To, you're supposed to drag it out a little bit. It's live from downtown St. Louis. You forgot that.
I didn't write that.
Bill Cleveland segment starring
Can I do
Bill
it again
Cleveland.
When we do on the
Brought to you by Laclede Cab.
Can I get the Laclede
Call
Cab?
Number 314-652-3456. And then you do
now,
that, Ed McMahon. And now you do that. You do that, Bill Cleveland.
Have you ever listened to this show, Scott? No, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I usually tune in about 5:20.
After I'm finished, good. That's when I would tune in, too. Quickly, I have to mention, I got to do something really cool. I went to the Missouri History Museum. They had a little sneak peek today for a brand new exhibit that's opening up. It's called Toys of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So if you were a young person during those decades or close to those decades, you need to check this out. It is absolutely free. It opens up this coming Saturday, and it features all kinds of really cool toys. And some really cool collectibles. It's from the traveling exhibit from the Minnesota History Center, but it's absolutely free. And I've been fortunate enough to go to a handful of museums that feature toys, including the Toy Hall of Fame up in Rochester. And I got to tell you, it's a really nice exhibit. It's really worth the time. So it's free.
Do they let you play with them?
You know what? Some of them, they do let you play.
That would be the only point I would go to.
Yeah, absolutely.
To a toy museum.
There's something wrong with your Rock'em Sock'em robots. What?
Yeah, they've got all kinds of them, and they had a little Nerf section set up in the back with some of those things, and some like I said, some really, I think, probably expensive collectible toys from, you know, Batman and some, you know, Barbie-type stuff. And, just, you know, just a really cool, and what's really neat is the little sets that they have for the different decades. So, you know, kind of the 70s that look a little bit different from the 50s and 60s area. But it was really neat. So check it out, a freebie at the History Museum.
That History Museum is very underrated. That is a cool place.
It is. Have you seen the Route 66 exhibit that's down there right now?
I have. I don't know if anybody else has.
I could lie and say yes.
Yeah, well, don't lie. But you,
I won't.
You should go. And that's another one that's absolutely free, too. It covers Route 66 through St. Louis. And it goes to, went down there today, and they had a you know, little exhibit about Ted Drews, for example. It's a little video thing, and you can kind of learn a little bit more about that and all kinds of things up and down Route 66.
Coral, I believe, like a coral court set up.
Yeah.
And for anybody with... go ahead.
No, I was going to say the lights from the Chase Park Plaza, the old Chase Hotel, I guess, had those up and the neon lights. It's a very cool exhibit.
Yes, we're big fans. For anybody with kids or grandkids, they also have a it's called the History Museum Clubhouse, and it's you know, they have like a grocery area with all the fake food and, you know, different stuff for the kids to play with. So.
All right.
Very nice.
It's awesome.
Well, there's a new survey out that shows more and more people expect restaurants to have free Wi-Fi available. Do you guys come in that group?
Yes,
expect to have Wi-Fi
absolutely.
At restaurants?
Sure.
Yeah. And come in really handy, too. For example, you can go into an Olive Garden, hop online, and find a better restaurant to go to. Always comes in handy.
Have pizza Wi-Fi. Delivered to the Olive Garden.
To the Olive Garden, yeah. And a poll finds that 75% of Americans believe marijuana will eventually be legal everywhere in the United States one day. Yeah. The other 25% said, wait, it's illegal? Legal? Yeah. And finally, this happened. Well, a study finds that if given a choice, most Americans do not want to live to be the age of 120. Most Americans don't want to live to the age of 120. In fact, the only group of folks that want to live to be 120 are the ones that are 119.
That's right.
Somebody yes. else.
No, I bet even most of them don't want to.
Right.
Yeah, I'd agree. Yeah. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRN.
Outstanding. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, have a good weekend.
You too. See, the shorter introduction, more time with Bill.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what
I'll make it longer.
That's what your
time.
Thought was.
Let's change that. Thank you very much, Bill. Let's change subjects a little bit. Ian tells me that tonight is a historic, or today's a historic day in sports history.
5 years ago in St. Louis sports history.
Where were you when?
World Series time, like it is now. Game 6.
Got an audio tease?
I believe, of the Cardinals and Rangers.
Who?
One of the greatest games that I personally have ever seen.
I was watching the hair on Tim's forearms.
Years of
get up.
That's funny. You were noticing
down
that.
To the last strike.
Well, I can't see under the I can't see under the console.
Thank you.
That's all I can see. Great. I mean, it's
greatest World Series.
Where were you guys when this happened?
Yeah, I was at home watching.
Yeah, no, I was over at family's house watching. There was a bunch of us, and it was just.
Let's take a couple. First of all, that David Freese triple. This Nelson Cruz is the guy in right field, right?
Yes.
He's as though the wall had spikes coming out.
Yes.
Of it. Yeah. It's for the World Series, man.
He thought the wall was about 5 feet closer than it actually was. So
he hit the warning track, and it was made out of molten lava. That was not good right field.
No,
play.
He was never known for his prowess.
What was he doing out there? Anybody else out there?
Hits 45 home runs a year, so you find a spot for him.
When you're up two in the bottom of the ninth, you don't need him to hit.
Replacement.
That's right. That's why that Ron Washington got fired.
You know, that's interesting because you and I are hometown St. Louisans.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to be a little biased about it, but
Cardinals fans are biased.
But I
don't say that.
I can almost think that anybody that's a baseball fan had to think that was. I mean, to me, that was the absolute most exciting game I've ever seen.
No,
I would agree that national sports people would say that's probably one of the greatest World
Series
games.
That and the Boston Red Sox game versus the Reds in 75 or whatever.
Yeah.
The one with Carlton Fisk, and you weren't born.
Yeah, well, I've seen the clip. Yeah,
rub that in. But that was that game. The Cardinal game was insane. And Yadier Molina doesn't get enough credit for the at-bat that he had before David Freese and Berkman because he's down to his last strike four times.
Yes.
And he fouled off a bunch of pitches, and there were some ones that were pretty close.
Yeah.
That was an amazing at-bat that I don't know that I've heard people talk about. But I remember watching that going, this guy is not getting out. And then, you know, it happened. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
The other one is game one of the Dodgers. And is it the... No, they had an earthquake.
Oakland A's, yeah.
And Kirk Gibson, who played for the Tigers.
Oh, the gimpy home run.
Oh my gosh.
Plantar fasciitis in both feet.
He was beat up.
He couldn't walk. And he got up and hit home run.
Yes.
He couldn't walk, so... That's pretty cool. Okay, tonight is a hockey game, which, you know, okay, great. And the Red Wings and Blues are playing. Tim said that the plane is over where at the
It's right close to our hangar out over at the downtown St. Louis Airport at Park.
I don't know how many teams have their own plane.
You know, let's see. I know the Ohio team?
Blue Jackets?
Columbus Blue Jackets. Jackets. I want to say Blue Jackets do. Detroit does. Dallas, I think they have their own. I mean, but they generally contract Air Canada. And there's always Air Canada 737s out there.
So they're not just flying commercial?
No, they don't.
There was one time I was... visiting here, and I was coming back, I think it was 91, I was coming back to Detroit, and the Wings, all of a sudden there's a bunch of commotion at Lambert, and there's all these tall-looking sort of guys in these dark suits walking off the plane. It's the Detroit Red Wings coming off into the terminal at Lambert, and they were walking by, and I went up to Steve Eisman, this is in the playoffs, and I'm like, kick their butts, please. And he goes, why are you talking to me?
Well, I don't want to bring you down about this,
yes.
But since you're a Detroit fan, but it was about 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, the Red Wings played the Blues, and I believe it was in the playoffs, and they had just beaten the Blues, and they took out they had the jet, and they were taxiing, and their pilot
in the mud.
Yeah, and the plane got stuck.
That's funny.
And they had to unload everything off of there. They had to unload all the fuel. I mean, that was a costly financially. That was a costly thing for them.
I think the Wings were the first team to have it. It's called Redbird 3. I remember it was Redbird 1. Now I guess this is the third one. They've got like a 727. They share it with the Detroit Tigers. That both teams are owned by the Ilitches that own Little Caesars Pizza. So if you hate the Detroit Red Wings, you should not buy Little Caesars Pizza. But if you like good pizza that's not that expensive, you should eat Little Caesars Pizza because it's owned by a local franchisee and they're probably a St. Louis person. So it depends on your hatred level. But if you like small business people, there's nothing wrong with it. I found that it's been kind of an advantage for that team to have its own plane available, especially for these trips out west where they don't have to charter anything.
Yeah.
And they can go whenever they want. They don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Great. Speaking of tickets, how much are tickets going for tonight's game? Well, Ian checked, and he told me that you can sit by the glass tonight and get all-you-can-eat food and beverages, which I recommend you go like once a year and do that. That's really a fun thing. And
it is.
Row one, or section 116, which is right by center ice, row D in the glass, $168 a piece. Better than going to three games and buying your own beer. That's that. Now, speaking of sports, Ian, the yes. World Series. I'm told there's this team from Chicago playing in it. My understanding is they haven't been there in about 71 years.
Yes, that is
so
correct.
So I know everyone is rooting against the Chicago Cubs. I know that Joe Buck gets yelled at because he thought that would be cool to call that game. I think historically it's very interesting. How much does it cost? We know how much it costs to go to sit in the front row tonight for Red Wings Blues, all you can eat. How much does it cost to get into Wrigley tomorrow night for Game 3?
Well, earlier today, I think when I checked, there was a standing room only ticket, one single ticket, going for over $2,000 on StubHub.
$2,000?
Yes.
Just go by yourself?
Yes.
Is Steve? How much is it for Steve Bartman to go?
I don't think Steve wants him to be anywhere near.
He should be sitting in the owner
Wrigley
with the
Field.
Owner.
It's up. It's his choice, though. I read an article the other day. Apparently, when that whole thing happened, was that 2004? I think.
I think so.
A lawyer came forward and just said, I'll handle all your stuff. I just want to, you know, you don't have to pay me anything. I just want to, you know, help you out with all this death threats and whatever all he had to deal with. And so he has stayed out of the public eye ever since then. What wants nothing to do with being brought back, even after, I'm sure, even after they win. He just wants nothing to do with it.
That's a shame.
He did a bonehead thing. But those people mistreated this guy so badly. And I know it's going to be a real shock to Cardinal fans that Cub fans were jerks. But that had nothing to do with him. First of all, there were seven games in that series. Number two, there's 27 outs per game. You can get another out. And what about the other 106 years that he wasn't around?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's disgraceful. So I'm not taking a position on it, but it looks I think it's going to be interesting to see that. Is anybody in St. Louis watching this?
Oh, yes.
I would say so. Yeah,
I think people are glued to the TV watching it here.
Well,
in St. Louis.
I saw the ratings for Game One the other day, and it was in the Cleveland Akron area. It got a 54 share. That's
pretty darn good.
Which I don't think that's an unheard of number. And in Chicago, I think it was a 34. So,
and real quick, so that's the standing room only. Now,
yes,
if I want
that one's gone.
That's gone.
One has been
Bartman
sold.
Has
apparently,
it?
Somebody has it.
Some lawyer bought it for.
So let's say I want to go, and I want to take the two of you guys, and I don't know who else we take. We'll pick somebody. I mean, who's our fourth?
Do we want Strauss to go?
All right, Dan goes. So the four of us are going. I'm going to treat everybody. Four tickets, Wrigley Field. Get me in the lower bowl. Ian, how much is this going to cost me?
All right, we can both sit. All four of us could sit in row three in the infield club box 24.
Okay, is that what side is that? I'm always worried about what side I'm on. Am I on the home team side or the visiting team?
I
want to get on TV because I want to be that guy on the cell phone on TV because that is really the stupidest guy.
That's the first base side.
Okay, so fine. We're on.
And
we're sitting. Who are we sitting? Are we anywhere near Bill Murray or John Cusack or? Who's Ari Gold? What's that guy's name that plays that actor? You know that guy from...
No, I don't know.
I'm quizzing everybody. Okay.
But, one pair will go for $4,800 and the other pair for $6,400.
So for $10,000...
Wait, for the pair?
Each.
Okay,
wait,
yeah.
Who's the math
so that's,
guy here?
So that's $9,600. That's
$9,700
for one pair and $12,800. So, yeah.
Jeremy Piven, by the way. So I'm in for $20,000 for the four of us to go to Game 3. By the way, you can't win the World Series in Game 3.
Right.
Have you been to a World Series game in person?
Yes.
What game?
I went to all the games in 1984 or 82.
Wow!
All the home games.
Was that the greatest thing?
It was. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
All right.
I mean, it's. Yeah. It was pretty cool. I mean, yeah, it was.
He was drunk. Ian,
right?
I don't know if I went to the. It was either 2004 or 2006.
See, that's the thing about Cardinals fans. You have so many World Series to choose from. you can't even remember. But what I think year
that
was.
Yeah, I think. Well, you know what? And that may have been a playoff game. So it may have not even been a World Series game. But
06 here, Cardinals and Tigers. Game three was freezing. We got lower bowl seats. My buddy flew in from North Carolina. He grew up in Detroit. We were about the only Tiger fans in the entire place. And while he was flying in the air between here and Charlotte, I did not have tickets. I went on Craigslist, and for 500 candlesticks, I did manage to score two seats in the lower bowl. When he landed, I called and said, "We're going to the game." But it was very close to not going to the game. We ended up going to the one that was rained out and then another one. So we lost. But it was really cool to be there. It was a really great event.
Yeah.
And with that, Tim, why don't you give the 20 grand? We're all going to Chicago wearing Cardinals gear.
Okay. Yeah. How does Dan do this? How does he get to the traffic center so quick? It took me a while to get here.
It's a long way.
He didn't get in the tube. That was your problem.
That the problem?
Yeah, okay.
the moving sidewalk.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. You know, they were showing this on television before from the helicopter, and this accident had has Highway 94 shut down eastbound, and it looks like westbound, only the right lane is getting through, and that is Highway 94 right around O'Fallon Road and Wolfram Road. And then you've got this accident on northbound 55. That has traffic backed all the way just about to Loughborough now. And then southbound 55, you're backed up just about to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 44 drivers, you're jammed up now from approaching Jefferson. That goes all the way out through Hampton. You have eastbound 270, a little bit more back to normal now. They cleared that accident at Lilac. So you're stop and go Missouri Bottom through West Florissant, or New Florissant. And then you have a little slow pocket or two from West Florissant out through 367. And southbound 270 is really solid now from Page all the way down through Highway 44. It looks like we may have an incident on northbound 270 just before Big Bend that has you backed up south of Highway 44. Reality check your salary expectations. Visit accounttemps.com/salarycenter to see the accounting and finance salary data for 2017. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Desk.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning on the McGraw Show, Larry from First Rule has your tech news. ABC's David Blaustein reviews weekend movies. And Howard Richards previews Mizzou versus Kentucky.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. Weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Crooked career politician Chris Koster is one smooth talker. But his record? Koster is a hardcore abortion advocate. A 100% rating from the most extreme pro-partial birth abortion organization in the world. Koster admits expanding Obamacare by billions in Missouri is his top priority. Koster is a liberal career politician who's made millions off government and given thousands to Hillary Clinton. When you hear career politician Chris Koster, remember, he's corrupt, he's liberal, and the only job he'll ever fight for is his own.
This is Governor Mike Pence. Just wanted to take a minute from the campaign trail to share my strong personal support for Eric Greitens. Eric is a good friend and a true patriot. He's pro-life, pro-family, and Eric will fight for our constitutional limited government principles because that's what he's done his whole life. Take it from me, Mike Pence. Eric Greitens is a conservative warrior. He'll make you proud as your next governor.
Eric Greitens for governor.
Paid for by Greitens for Missouri, Jeff Stearman, treasurer.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life. life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 1-800-460-5733. That's 1-800-460-5733. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. That's 1-800-460-5733. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com for the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Lewis.
A show business icon is coming live. The St. Louis International Film Festival presents An Evening with Jerry Lewis.
Ordinarily, I do not like to deviate, but I've been a deviant for some time.
Jerry Lewis, Saturday, November 12th at the Family Arena. An evening of jokes, songs, and incredible stories from a lifetime of show business.
I'm not well. Do you have a mind off?
Tickets available at the Family Arena box office or online at MetroTix.com.
I think I'm crazy. You're paying.
The King of Romance, Engelbert Humperdinck, performing his greatest hits live in concert.
Please release me late.
The Family Arena, Friday, November 4th. Tickets on sale now at the Family Arena box office or online at MetroTix.com. An Evening with Engelbert Humperdinck. For more information, see Engelbert.com. Presented by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Katie Stewart's campaign received hundreds of thousands in campaign cash from Chicago political boss Mike Madigan. It's no wonder Katie Stewart supports Senate Bill 231 to bail out Chicago, taking $20 million away from Metro East schools. If Madigan and Stewart win, they'll pass Madigan's unbalanced budget. That will force a massive tax hike on Illinois families. Now she wants to be state representative? No way. A vote for Stewart is a vote for Mike Madigan. Vote no on Katie Stewart.
Dwight Kay is bringing common sense back to state government. Kay sponsored legislation to prevent lawmakers from getting paid if they don't pass a budget. He even cut his pay and refused the pension lawmakers receive. Dwight Kay supports term limits on career politicians and will continue to expose corruption in our state government. This year, Kay secured more money for our schools and supports a plan to make sure our schools are fully funded every year. Dwight Kay for state representative. He's working for us in the Metro East, paid for by Citizens for Kay.
Hi, this is Mike Ladad with the Diamond Family, and I'm here to tell you about a moving sale you don't want to miss. My family's been in the jewelry industry since 1978, and the time has come for us to build our jewelry heaven. In order to do so, we have to move all in-stock jewelry. Loose diamonds, diamond studs, engagement rings, estate jewelry, all of it is already marked down 40 to 70% off. We'd love to welcome you down to get a great deal. We're located at the intersection of Baxter and Manchester Road, just west of 141 in Manchester in the Lafayette Center. Stop by anytime and pick up a great deal, or visit us online at thediamondfam.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Frank Opinion. I have two exciting pieces of news from First Community Credit Union. One, they just opened their 43rd location in Crestwood on Watson Road. How about that? 43 locations. Here's the second piece of good news. If you will bring your auto loan from wherever it is, wherever else it is, to First Community Credit Union and simply move it over to First Community. And by the way, you're probably going to get a much better rate. So right there's a reason to do it. But I have 100 other reasons. Each one is worth a dollar. $100 when you refinance your car from any other lending institution, bring it over to the First Community. They deposit $100 into your First Community account. How about that deal? They're famous for their low auto loan rates and famous for lots of other things too, but you're never going to really understand what those are till you join us and become a member. Give it some thought, will you? I've given you 100 great reasons, and congratulations on location number 43, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area and a great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Guns and the Smokehouse Market are about the two best restaurants in this town or any other. And they bring us a guy that I think is one of the most interesting people on this station or any other. Every day, it's Mike Evans from Southern California. How you doing?
Come on, man. What could your daddy take you being in?
Hi, Dan.
Marquis question, are you ready?
Ready.
Ready. Ready.
This is so easy, it's like throwing chum, off the side of a boat. Everybody should get this.
All right.
Who is the best-selling single artist of all time? Elvis Presley, Billy Joel, Garth Brooks, Michael Jackson. Answer in a minute. TV pitch, a new show on the drawing board. They're shopping it around that would star Kim Kardashian as a shy, squeaky, clean Girl Friday, sort of like a modern-day That Girl, if you remember that show. The idea comes from the Kardashian people themselves. No surprise. Well, it won't work. She can't act. TV review tonight on CBS is the debut of The Great Indoors. It stars Joel McHale. It follows a Big Bang, means it'll get a nice lead-in. It is a sitcom about an outdoor magazine that is forced to become an online magazine because of poor sales. The outdoor guys that were working for the old magazine are forced to do their work from indoors, inside, and they are also forced to take orders from the new bosses, a bunch of clueless millennials. The writers are a little clueless, too. Very corny.
Oh, is it bad?
Not funny. 1.5
Ugh.
I think it's time to forgive.
All right.
It's been 10 years. Since Seinfeld's drunk Michael Richards had that racial rant at that comedy club, since then only a few gigs. But I mean, the bottom line is he really hasn't worked in 10 years.
Wow!
I think, you know, we forgot Mel Gibson, and you know, they think it's time to let Michael Richards come back to work.
Agreed. Yeah. Does he try to do stand up or anything anymore, or nothing?
Nobody will touch him.
So he can't even get a club to give him a...
Yeah.
Wow.
On Elvis, they did it. I guess he tried, and he just got booed as soon as he walked out.
Yeah.
On Los Angeles and California television, commercials with Tim Robbins, Sarah Silverman, Danny Glover, and Olivia Wilde. They're suggesting and telling everybody to vote yes on the pot legalization proposition. I thought pot was legal in California.
Wait a minute. Oh, you just had to have a headache or something, I think, and then you could get it.
There you go. New York Post headline, stay with me on this. Right. It has been weeks since the mushmouth over the hill Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize for Literature, despite the fact that Dylan has never written any real literature. What's my time, may be so fine, do the bump and grind in my prime, will ye? I mean, really? Nobel Prize? Nobel Prize? $740,000 cash prize was given. Dylan, as of this afternoon, still has not called Nobel to thank them or to even acknowledge the award or the cash. New York Post headline screams, how does it feel to be a jerk? Date in history, let's see you fill up the last word of this date in history, see if you can make sure, show how smart you are. Are you ready?
Ready.
Sir. On this date, 1492, Christopher Columbus sailed the oceans blue. On this date, discovered
A land that had people on it already?
The Indies. No.
That's what he was shooting for. He discovered America.
Like the island is now the Dominican Republic and Haiti.
Cuba.
Boom.
Okay.
Discovered Cuba. on this date, 1922, in the Navy. The United States Navy Day is observed for the first time. In the Navy. I like that.
Yeah.
Who's laughing? Is that that frickin' peon?
No, not me.
Right through this
yeah, it was.
Peon.
No, it was not me.
And finally.
No.
Who is the best selling single artist of all time? Elvis Presley, Billy Joel, Michael Jackson, Garth Brooks?
I will say Garth Brooks.
I say Garth Brooks.
I think it's Michael Jackson.
Number five, Elton John. Number four, Michael Jackson. Number three, Elvis Presley. Number two, Billy Joel. Number one, Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
There you go. Take care of your beat. It's my number 11 of the day.
Thank you. Mike Evans brought to you by Any Guns and the Smokehouse Market. We got that one right.
Yes, we did.
Boy, you really got to watch yourself with him.
You got to be attentive.
You got to toe the line.
And you got to make sure you're not out of school.
Hey, I didn't like this. Usually I like coming in here and doing this, but I'm 0-3 on his pop quiz. Yeah.
Got to follow the leaders here.
Yeah, you got to.
The two of us got that right. All right. Speaking of the leaders in the top 10, how about Halloween?
How about it?
First of all, it's Monday. Does anybody
you're a big fan of Halloween.
I love it. It's great for the
kids. Who wouldn't love it?
It's the only time where neighbors actually talk to each other.
That's right.
You can bring the kids around and you can say, hey, how are you? We'll be back next year. I will ignore you tomorrow, but it's nice that you provided something for the kids to come knock on the door. Does anybody know what the day before Halloween is called in certain parts of this country?
No.
All Souls Day?
That's a day after. Devil's Night in Detroit.
Well, that's right.
Now,
that's right.
When I was a kid, way back in the 70s, in my ledger, when I was using but people were using a check ledger, they would soap the windows, egg the cars, throw toilet paper in the trees, and cause hoodlumism. Then it turned into arson, mainly by people that owned property in the city of Detroit. They couldn't sell, but was insured
arson
for
arson. Arson on themselves.
That's right. There was a lot of that. And so, we don't condone that kind of behavior, nor should anyone participate in it. But Halloween is cool because the kids get to go around and pretend and dress up. I have a list of the 100 top costumes nationally as it goes for this year. I will not read them all, but I will tell you a couple of them, and I will ask you where you think these fall in. Okay?
All right.
Has anybody heard of a steampunk?
No.
Does Tim know what that is? I do know what that is.
Is this filthy? What is it?
It is. I'm trying to think of it. So consider like maybe the 1800s era.
Okay, like a chimney
sweep? It's not a real era of actual time. This is it's almost like a fantasy, a science fiction thing.
Yes.
Where there was it's steam because a lot of steam around the time that steam ran machinery, so it's all.
It's a great explanation.
Yes,
I have no idea what it is.
The suits are like it's involving mechanical, the way things worked back then.
It's like the book 1984.
Yes,
they're like dressed up in like coveralls and they have a big wrench.
Here's the Wikipedia definition.
Yes,
it's a subgenre.
Okay,
of science fiction or science fantasy,
yes,
that incorporates technology and aesthetic designs inspired by 19th century industrial steam powered machinery.
These nerds come in at 48 this
year. Okay.
I'll get you some. What's an Ash Ketchum?
I believe that one is the main character in the Pokemon series.
Pokemon, okay.
Yeah.
So that little yellow bird, his name is Pikachu, I guess. He's number 12.
Ash is the one. Oh, Pikachu is 12. Okay.
Ash Ketchum is 67, just below Pocahontas and Mario, and just above Ariel and Trump, who's number 69 this year.
Oh, my goodness.
I think he requested that himself.
I can't believe he's that low.
Clown, which I'm terrified of and hate, comes in at number 9. And Scary Clown, which is the exact same thing, comes in at number 90.
I think that clown craze is just because of all those recent stories. I'm sure that's the...
It's horrible. The Star Wars, let's go through the top 10. Dinosaur is number 10, but T-Rex, a specific dinosaur, is at number 25. That's for kids. Clown, I mentioned at 9. Star Wars, in general, that's number 8.
I'm sure some of the newer characters, like Kylo Ren on the newest one.
That's not on this list.
Just says Star Wars.
Yes. Darth Vader is 49. Princess Leia is 54. Yoda is at 97, just below the decade of the 1990s, which comes in at 96. Thankfully for those of us that grew up in the 80s, the decade of the 80s comes in at 44.
So just dressing like somebody from that time period.
That's right. So it's cool now to dress up like somebody from the 80s.
In the 80s, it would be the neon light pink t-shirt with the neon blue pants and headband and
you could be
leg warmer.
Frankie Says Relax shirt. Maybe a
leg warmers.
Maybe a red jacket with zippers on it and one glove. You could be anything like that. Somebody from the Breakfast Club.
Some tight rolled jeans.
Continuing on with our count up, Batman is at number 7. Robin, unfortunately, not nearly as popular, and I can't really find that costume anywhere. He's 65.
Wow.
Number 6 is a witch. Just in general. Hillary Clinton did not make the list, surprisingly enough. But maybe that might shoehorn it.
I think witch is probably up there every
Number
year.
5 is Wonder Woman.
Which okay.
I think is probably for adults, or sexy Wonder Woman. Sexy any profession is all
sexy. Is sexy Ken Bone on the list anywhere?
Ken Bone did not make the list.
What? Oh, I don't believe that list. This list is invalid.
It's too recent.
I will trend it. I will go to the map wall like the guy on CNN does in just a moment on Ken Bone. There is no Ken Bone on the top 100.
You can find a sexy Ken Bone costume online though.
I know where you can find a not sexy Ken Bone. Ken Bone's house. That would be creepy, Ken. Number 4, a pirate. Number 3, a superhero, of which Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman are all specifically ninjas, 37. These Superman's 39. They're all sort of scattered around throughout here. Number 2 is the Joker. So I will ask both of you, gentlemen, what is number 1 this year for the Halloween costumes?
Any guess, Tim?
Really, Hillary Clinton. I don't know. Uh-uh.
Hillary Clinton came in at number 6. I already said that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Ian?
Yes, I know this because I saw the...
Did we cheat earlier?
No, but I saw this
Did
article where it
earlier?
Said it's... and because of the movie Suicide Squad, I would imagine, Harley Quinn.
That is correct.
I would have had no idea.
Please, parents, do not dress your 7-year-old daughter up like Harley Quinn.
No.
But if you're under 30 and you're taking her around, you might want to give that one a crack and come by the old house.
I would
text
have had
the
no
address.
Idea.
So the St. Louis, the local ones, here's the top 5. Number 13 nationally is Zombie, number 5 in St. Louis. Then 4, 3, 2, and 1. Pirate, superhero, Joker, and Harley Quinn, not only nationally, but locally, St. Louis is right on track with what's trending. Do you know what the number 100 of the top 100 costumes for this year is? It came as quite a surprise to me.
No.
Might make Farmer Dave happy.
Ear of corn?
I give you cattle at number 100. So
ear of corn!
There's a vote for Belleville.
Be an ear of corn for Halloween.
Hey, man, ear of corn there.
Now, what'd you say it was? A cow?
It's cattle, Wyland.
Oh, cattle. Okay.
You know it. It's corn and cattle. Came in at number 100.
Ear of corn. That's
so,
funny.
There you go. There's your top 10 list. And also, just a little bit of advice for those of you giving away candy for Halloween, go to Sam's, go to Costco, and buy the big ones, or else the children, especially the teenagers, well, they'll damage your house. So bribery will get you everywhere. It costs just as much money to buy the big candy as it does to buy a little bag of nothing. Buy the big candy.
In order to stay safe.
Keep your house safe.
All right.
Tim, final check of traffic.
Okay, this accident, northbound 55, it's north of Gasconade. Only the two left lanes are getting through. Southbound 55, slowing down to take a look, and you're jammed back to 7th Street. Then on northbound 270, just after or just before Big Bend, you've got an accident. Only the two left lanes are getting through there. Southbound driver slowing down to take a look. You're still jammed up from Page all the way down through Big Bend. And then you've got westbound 70 drivers. You're running pretty slow still. Jennings Station Road out through Highway 170. Southbound 170 stop and go from Olive down through Highway 40. And it looks like we have eastbound 40 drivers. Hockey traffic coming in. You're slow from 270 in through Big Bend. And this traffic report brought to you by Accountemps. Accounting and finance salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting Accountemps.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Desk.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it very much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Thanks to Frank for letting me do this. Of course, to Mike Evans and Bill Cleveland, John Londoff, Ian, and Tim, you guys did a great job.
Thanks, Scott.
We'll do this again. Don't forget Saturday. I'm sure you'll all be thrilled. Michigan and Michigan State. So circle that on your calendars. Have a great evening, everybody. We'll see you again next week.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250.95.
There's a difference between doing a job and doing it right. As a contractor, using Union Carpenters means I get my projects done quicker, more reliably, and with less headache than a lot of my competitors. The Carpenters Union is all about partnerships. They deliver skilled professional craftsmen, and I deliver the kind of quality work that keeps our local economy humming. It's just good business. My name is Tim Weiss, owner of TJ Weiss Contracting. Find out more about the Carpenters District Council at carpdc.org. The Carpenters are helping build my business and our community.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
The community has really come together and is surprising an officer shot and paralyzed in the line of duty with this. We'll have the details straight ahead.
Human remains found behind a North St. Louis building. What we're learning about the discovery tonight.
So if the Cardinals can't be in the World Series, why can't Cardinal fans root for the Cubs? Even just a little.
Lambert Airport continues to grow. The number of passengers using the hub and why airport leaders are excited about the future. This special hour-long edition of Fox News at 6 begins now.
And first at 6, traffic is flowing again on Highway 94 near Wolfram Road tonight following a school bus accident that hurt more than a dozen children. Bomarito Automotive Sky Fox is live over the scene tonight where traffic started moving about 15 minutes ago.